Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll feature Motown artists that have a song that contains a male reference in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from The Marvelettes, The Miracles, Little Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Supremes, Jermaine Jackson, The Spinners, and Eddie Kendricks. All coming up during the next half hour, we'll feature Motown artists that have a song that contains a male reference in the title of the song.
Thank you.
A Motown memory from Little Stevie Wonder, Workout Stevie Workout, his second release 45. His first was Fingertips, which went to number one. And Workout Stevie Workout reached number 33 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1963. Before that, The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and Mickey's Monkey, number 8 from 1963. And we started with The Marvelettes and Don't Mess With Bill, number 7 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that have a song that contains a male reference in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Gladys Knight and the Pips with a song called Daddy Could Swear, I Declare. Well, Gladys and her Pips joined Motown Records in 1966. And although regarded as a second-string act during this period of time, they scored several big singles. Their biggest, I Heard Through the Grapevine, reaching number 2 in 1967. They also recorded Friendship Chain, If I Were Your Woman, and the Grammy Award-winning single Neither One of Us Wants the First to Say Goodbye. In their early Motown career, Gladys Knight and the Pips toured as the opening act for Diana Ross and Supremes. Gladys Knight stated in her memoirs that Diana kicked her off the tour because the audience's reception to Knight's soulful performance overshadowed Diana. Well, Berry Gordy later told Gladys that she was giving his act a hard time. Well, Gladys Knight and the Pips left Motown for a better deal with Buddha Records in 1973. And achieved full-fledged success that year with hits such as the Grammy Award-winning single Midnight Train to Georgia and You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. Well, here is Gladys and her Pips, a great song Daddy Could Swear I Declare, right here on Motown.
Down. Mornings with Tom Farrell.
Fallon.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. I like to thank you for waiting patiently, yeah, yeah. Daddy's home, your daddy. How I've waited for
Jermaine Jackson with Daddy's Home, and that reached number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1972. Before that, The Supremes and Nathan Jones, number 16 from 1971. And we started with Glad Time the Pips and Daddy Could Swear I Declare, number 19 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring all Motown artists that have a male reference in the title of the song. Well, coming up, The Spinners on the Atlantic record label, The Rubber Band Man, right here on Motown Memories.
Rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man, no. And then he had the nerve to twinkle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all. Got it.
Oh,
Eddie Kendricks with Shoeshine Boy, and the reached number 18 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1975. And we started with the Spinners on the Atlantic record label, the Rubberman Band, number 2 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1976. For this half hour, we featured all Motown artists that have a song that contains a male reference in the title of the song. Coming up, more Motown artists with songs containing a male reference. So keep it right here on Motown Memphis.